First in high school hoops last night, the Audubon boys basketball team rolled to a win last night on their home floor, beating Orient Maxburg 83-57. The Wheelers opened up a 27-16 lead by the end of the first quarter and had a 25-point advantage at half. Audubon got 20 points apiece from Tyler Reboff and Tate Killeen in that win. Josh Lang added 14 as the Wheelers go to 6-3. Orient Maxburg had a 24-point night from Dylan Nichols as the Bulldogs fall to 4-7 on the season with that loss. In other boys' hoops last night, IKM Manning beat Riverside 85-42 in Western Iowa Conference play. In the Rolling Valley Conference, Peyton Sherdan over Iowa Christian 67-37. Corner Conference play saw Stanton beat Heartland Christian 69-26. In girls' hoops last night in the Hawkeye 10, it was Shenandoah topping Atlantic by a final of 70-37. Western Iowa Conference play saw IKM Manning beat Riverside 76-40. In the Rolling Valley Conference, Peyton Sherdan over Iowa Christian 61-35. And in the Corner Conference, Essex over South Page 63-46. Also Stanton over Heartland Christian 52-31. The Associated Press boys high school basketball poll this week has Iowa City West number one again in the big school class. Cedar Rapids Kennedy, Sioux City East are 2-3. Abe Lincoln is 4th and Lewis Central is 10th this week. In 3A, Waverly Shell Rock, Dallas Center Grimes and Pella are 1-2-3 in this week's poll. In 2A, it's Western Christian and Pella Christian tied for the top spot with Hinton and Kemper Catholic each tied at number 3 in this week's poll. And in 1A, North Lynn is top rated with Gladbrook, Rhinebeck, and New London 2-3. Arweva checks in at number 6 in this week's poll. College basketball news: Drake is gaining some confidence, and a team that opened the season 1-10 is now 2-2 in Missouri Valley Conference play, heading into Wednesday's game at home against Indiana State. The Bulldogs have won 3 straight home games, including an 88-76 win over Evansville in a game that saw them close on an 18-4 run. Drake coach Jeff Rutter took over following the abrupt resignation of Ray Giacoletti in early December.
I mean, we can get better in purpose and execution on both ends of the floor. And then just that, you know, each person with their game, they've got more room for growth. And that's exciting. That's really, it's fun to think about and fun to be part of.
Rutter says the attitude has remained positive even when the Bulldogs were struggling.
They love the game. And they've developed a real love for one another. They love to compete, and that's, you can do some powerful things when you get some of the intangibles at a high level like that.
The coach says the Drake Bulldogs are motivated to show that they are better than the team that opened the season at 1-10. Well, Baylor's moved into the top spot of the weekly Associated Press men's basketball poll. The Bears replaced Villanova, which was upset last week by Butler. The 15-0 Bears have made a meteoric rise in the poll, going from a team that didn't receive a vote in the preseason poll to one that received 55 first-place votes from the 65-member national media panel. The second-ranked school is Kansas, which got 8 first-place votes. Villanova's third, getting 1 first-place nod. Ranked number 4 is UCLA, and the Bruins were given that remaining first-place vote. The fifth-ranked team is undefeated Gonzaga. Kentucky is 6th, followed by Duke, Creighton, Florida State, and West Virginia in this week's top 10. Well, as far as Clemson is concerned, the sequel was much better than the original. The underdog Tigers upset defending national champion Alabama 35-31 as Clemson quarterback Deshaun Watson beat the Crimson Tide with his arm, his legs, and his heart to win a rematch of last year's title game. Alabama beat Clemson 45-40 last season in the championship. Roughed up early by the Tide's hard-hitting defense, Watson regained his composure to throw for 420 yards and 3 touchdowns. His final strike was a 2-yard score to Hunter Renfro to cap a nerveless final drive with 1 second left. Watson also ran the ball 21 times for 43 yards and a touchdown. The lead changed hands 4 times in the fourth quarter in that seesaw affair. After falling behind 14-0 early, Clemson scored 21 points in the fourth quarter against an Alabama defense that had allowed just 32 points in the fourth quarter all season. That ended Alabama's 26-game winning streak and its dreams of back-to-back national titles. Instead, Clemson won its first national title since 1981. The Tigers have their junior quarterback Watson to thank for his gutsy performance in what was his final college football game. He announced after the game last night that he'll be heading into the NFL draft. Iowa football coach Kirk Ferentz has promoted his son Brian to offensive coordinator for the Hawkeyes. Brian Ferentz has been Iowa's offensive line coach since 2012, and prior to that spent 4 years on the staff of the New England Patriots. He replaces Greg Davis, who announced his retirement from coaching last week.
Since 1999, our program has been built on the mantra of tough, smart, and physical. and that won't change. Certainly is not going to change offensively. But our stated program goal is to win a Big Ten championship. And we understand that in order to do that, in order to compete at that level in this conference, we're going to need to have some flexibility and have the ability to change on a weekly basis and do what's best to win football games.
Ferentz takes over an offense that ranked 111th in the Football Bowl subdivision this season and says he wants to bring more balance to the offense that's been criticized for being predictable.
When you're stopped, it becomes very predictable, and that's just how it works. And I think that's a fair criticism when you do the same thing over and over again. So what we need to try to strive for and regain is that balance offensively. And that's what process will begin immediately. You know, we got to start by examining what we've done and figure out how to move forward.
Ferentz says he knows with the added responsibility comes added scrutiny.
And I'm taking on a job that has certainly challenges, expectations, and an increased amount of scrutiny that comes with it. And when you add my last name and my relationship with the head coach to the mix, there's going to be ad scrutiny, and I understand that.
Kirk Ferentz says there will not be a complete change in philosophy.
We will not be a spread team or a run-and-shoot team. We're not going to do that. That's just, it doesn't suit us. It doesn't suit our geography. It's just not, that'd be a good way to ensure I won't be around here a couple of years from now or maybe a couple of months from now. So, you know, but that, it's not going to look dramatically different, but there will be tweaks and there will be adjustments.
It's only the third change in coordinator for the program since Ferentz became the head coach prior to the 1999 season. Colorado coach Mike McIntyre has been rewarded with a contract extension through the 2021 season. The school announced that deal Monday. It extends McIntyre's agreement for three more years. McIntyre, who just led the Buffaloes to a 10-4 record, a Pac-12 South title, and their first bowl appearance since 2007, will make $3.1 million in 2017. The value of his deal over the next five seasons is $16.25 million. 13 former players and coaches have been elected to the College Football Hall of Fame. Among those being inducted next December are Peyton Manning, who excelled at Tennessee, and former Florida coach Steve Spurrier. That group also includes former Southern California Heisman Trophy winner Matt Leinart, San Diego State running back Marshall Faulk, Danny Ford, who coached Clemson to its first national championship, Georgia Southern running back Adrian Peterson, and New Mexico defensive back Brian Urlacher. Jacksonville's coaching search landed someone from its past and present. The Jaguars can only hope the old-school combination leads to better results in the future. Owner Shad Khan hired Doug Marone as head coach and brought back Tom Coughlin to oversee football operations. Marone replaces Gus Bradley, who was fired in late November after going 14-48 in three-plus seasons. The 3-13 Jaguars also gave general manager Dave Caldwell a two-year contract extension. So Marone, Coughlin, and Caldwell are now signed through 2019. Coughlin was the Jaguars' first head coach before coaching the Giants to a pair of Super Bowl victories. That's Check of Sports this hour, brought to you by Atlantic Medical Center Pharmacy. For all your pharmaceutical needs, make sure you stop by your Atlantic Medical Center Pharmacy, your Health Mart provider. I'm Jim Field, KJAN Sports.